Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Another beautiful morning to wake up with the sun on this deserted island where we crashed several months ago and have been rebuilding our pirate ship with ancient Viking technology. And I love waking up in this custom luxury treehouse that I've been secretly building on my own without telling Peter or Megan or Rachel or Rollo or Siegfried. Honestly, it's really just too nice to tell them about this treehouse. They'd just ruin it. They'd ruin my soft coconut front bedspread over there, and they'd probably overuse my custom plumbing that pumps kefir through the faucets and showerhead. And they'd definitely ruin my revolutionary and volcano-forged porcupine quill turntable, which I use to lull myself to sleep every night by playing Fart Out Loud Day on repeat. But enough about my secret luxury treehouse. I also love waking up to another summer bonus episode of the Story Pirates podcast, featuring some of our favorite stories from last season and even a brand new, previously unreleased story. But most of all, I love waking up before Peter, Megan, Rollo, Rachel, and Siegfried so I can sneak over to the damp cave where they sleep and leave them little presents by their pillows.
To my head.
If you like action, make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a summer bonus episode of the Story Pirates podcast. I'm here in this damp cave where my friends sleep, and I'm gonna leave them cute presents by their pillows. Wow, these guys really know how to snore. All right, time to leave the presents. I have to be very quiet and sneaky so that they don't wake up. All right, first, Megan, I'll sneak over to where she's sleeping. Sneak, sneak, sneak. Okay. For Megan, I got new taps for her tap shoes. So I'll just pick up her tap shoes and use this hammer to get the other taps off of it. And now I'm gonna hammer the new taps on. Wow, I actually can't believe that didn't wake them up. All right, tap shoes there. All right, next, sneak over to Peter. Sneak, sneak, sneak. Okay, wow, Peter looks really weird when he's sleeping. Is he sleep snacking? Ugh, I should not be seeing this. Ugh, gross. All right, for Peter, I have some stuff that looks like it's probably food. Okay, I'll put it right by his mouth.
Oh my gosh, he grabbed me and went, oh, he's eating it. Oh,
this is disgusting. I feel like I've witnessed something. Okay, I'm gonna sneak over to Rachel now. Bye, Peter, have a great day. Sneak, sneak, sneak. Okay, hey, Rachel, I got you one of my favorite jokes that I like to say and that I think you probably like too. It's the joke where I say the word gasp instead of gasping. So here you go. I'll put it right by your pillow. Gasp. Okay, over to Siegfried. Sneak, 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 sneak. Hey, Siegfried. I just got you, like, some appreciation because you're letting us use your ancient Viking ship and take it apart and put parts of it on our pirate ship. And you said that when we're done that the ship will fly, and that would be a really cool thing for next season of the Story Pirates podcast. So thanks, man. Hey, I got you this certificate. It says, I appreciate you. Okay, here you go. Have a great day, Siegfried. Okay, now over to Rollo. Sneak, 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 sneak. Oh, okay. Hey, Rollo. I actually just got you the first story of today's episode. It's one of our favorite stories from last season, written by a fifth grader from Virginia named Charlotte. And Charlotte's story is called
A Girl with Superpowers.
From the sky!
Was somebody looking for a challenge?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm a girl with superpowers, and I need something to defeat to become a superhero, so, I guess it's time to defeat you.
Oh, really? Well, be careful what you wish for, little girl, 'cause I'm the toughest creature in the whole wide world, so return to the hole you came from and crawl back in, 'cause P.S. I am a dragon.
P.S. is a dragon.
Yeah, P.S. I'm a dragon.
P.S. is a dragon.
P.P.S. you will never defeat me. 'Cause P.S. I'm a dragon.
P.S. is a dragon.
Yeah, I'm a big old dragon. Okay, girl, try a taste of my fire breath. Roar!
I've had oatmeal hotter than your fire breath.
All right, how about this? Claw swipe.
Backflip.
Whoa, nice dodge. All right, but what about horn hook?
Side somersault.
Scale shot.
Power jump.
Tail whip.
River dance jump.
I took Irish dancing lessons last year.
Oh, who's your teacher?
Kathy.
Oh, I love Kathy.
Yeah, she's my mom.
Oh, wow, cool.
All right. Windy wings.
Dodge. That's all you got, dragon?
Yeah, well, why don't you show me what you got?
I'm glad you asked. Here I go. It's time for me to show the world what I can be. I can be a super.
I have been defeated. I have been beaten. But you were just a little girl.
Hey, everybody! She defeated the dragon!
Yeah!
Whoa, I did it! I beat the game! I mean the town! I mean the dragon! I beat the dragon!
I am a girl with superpowers.
Everybody, guess what? We're now looking for new stories written by kids for the next season of the Story Pirates podcast. This time, we're looking for stories about a character who goes on a quest. So, kids, write a story about a character from your imagination who goes on a journey where they find something, or discover something, or even learn something about themselves. And this journey is so hilarious and awesome and epic that at the end, the character is changed forever. Parents, submit your child's quest story today at storypirates.com. We can't wait to read them.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups. Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Lee.
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here. Thank you. Delicious sushi.
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here. Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
This next story is previously unreleased and is written by a kid from Oregon named Savvy. And Savvy's story is called The Hungry Rock.
Ah, good morning, villagers.
Good morning, villagers.
Ah, the life of a villager, rising with the sun, farming the land, dressing in what appears to be a potato sack made out of mud. Wait, what's the sound? Wings flapping, fire breathing, it must be
a dragon!
Yes, run away, it is I, a dragon, breather of fire, destroyer of worlds, and no one can stop me from doing what I'm about to do, which is play with my favorite rock! Playing with my favorite rock, la 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 la. Wow, this rock really is the best rock. It's big, it's gray, it's in the middle of a field. If I had to be honest, I'd say this rock is my best friend. My feelings about this rock are completely normal. Oh, great, here come the other dragons. Hey, other dragons!
What's up, dragon?
Yo!
What do you guys want?
Oh, we just wanted to see what you were up to.
Yeah, because we bet it's stupid.
Man, that attitude? We don't need it.
Sorry.
Anyway, dragon, are you just gonna play with this rock all day again like you do every day?
Yeah, because that's completely normal.
Yeah, dude, no one's denying a dragon playing with a rock all day every day is completely normal. I mean, you do you, but I don't know. Maybe you could switch it up for a little and fly around?
No, thanks.
Ooh, or find, like, a brave knight and then light him on fire?
No.
Oh, what about those villagers you flew over earlier? It seemed like you were gonna maybe burn their houses down?
That was just world building.
Oh, sure, sure, yeah. Well, we're gonna go barbecue some sheep from the air, so see you later.
Yeah, have fun with your rock.
Dude. That's the attitude. We don't need it. It's really inappropriate.
No one understands me, except you, Rock. And despite how normal this star-crossed friendship is, even I can't help but wonder what we might have if you were alive. I wonder. Wonder.
What's that you said, Dragon?
Rock, you're alive!
Of course I am, and that's completely normal. Let's go to the pier.
Ooh, games! Popcorn! Roller coasters!
Here comes the loo!
I don't feel so.
Let's go to the museum!
Ooh, paintings!
Beautiful use of colors.
Sculptures!
You can see the struggle.
Docents!
Be quiet!
Sorry.
Let's go to our favorite place in the whole world!
But where's that, Rock?
It's anywhere you and I are together!
I love you, Rock!
I love you, Dragon!
Rock, let's be friends forever! Forever! Wow, that was such a nice fantasy. But it'd be a lot nicer if it was real. Yeah, who am I kidding, though? It's not like I'm gonna show up here tomorrow to find you've been magically brought to life, even if that would be completely normal. Well, good night, Rock.
Helicopter pilots base, we are currently cruising over the medieval village, and the juxtaposition of a 21st century flying machine with a 13th century fiefdom is completely normal. Over and out.
Hey, I wish you wouldn't state the obvious when we're flying this helicopter.
Well, I wish you wouldn't eat snacks when we're flying this helicopter.
I'm not having this argument again. I need to eat for medical reasons.
You do not have to eat for medical reasons. Give me that carrot.
No, I bought it.
Give it.
Oh, nice. You threw my carrot out the window.
It's fine.
But am I fine? Do you even care?
Your carrot is just gonna land on that big gray rock down below.
It is I, the rock. Here I sit as I have for countless millennia. What have I to show for it? A few cracks, a scratch, where lovers long past once carved their initials. I recite these words, yet I don't really think them. For I have no brain, no consciousness, and all these things are completely normal. Oh, look, a carrot. But what is this? The life force of this carrot, its essence. Vegetable fuses with mineral and thereby makes animal. I am alive. What a pity.
La 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 Well, another day, another chance to play with my favorite... What? The Rock! It's standing up!
Hello, brother.
It's alive! My dream came true! This is the happiest day of my life!
I am sorry, brother.
Wait, what?
Hum-
what?
Oh, no! The Rock ate me! I'm inside its stomach! Why, Rock? Why?
Be calm, dear friend. It was the only way. Let me protect you. Let us go to the pier and the museum. Let us be together forever.
This is completely normal.
Victory. Victory for Rock.
It was victory for Rock.
Completely normal.
The end.
Here's one more story for you from a second grader from Tennessee named Luke. And brought to life by the Gregory Brothers, here's the Chess Master.
Once upon a time, there was a kid that dreamed of being the best chess person ever. The best chess person ever. He played every day of the year. Even if the air conditioning wasn't working. Once upon a time, there was a kid that dreamed of being the best chess person ever. The best chess person ever. He played every day of the year. Even if the air conditioning wasn't working. The next day when he went to school, he saw a poster. And it said, chess tournament coming up tomorrow. With his dad. And the next day, he's the best chess person ever. He saw the kid the next day, bragging to his friends that he played every day and really good at chess. So then they decided to play each other. Sadly, I lost, but I still became friends with him. I felt good because I had a new friend.
Episode. We'll be back with another episode next week. See you then. Bye.